Oh, another question about Sentinel. I know that Pat Whitworth was particularly interested in. I guess there was a question of technetium maybe not going to be available. What would you do in that situation? It looks like almost everybody would just go ahead and just use the dye alone. Is that the way you approach it?
Yes, it is. And in fact, you know, in the United Kingdom, a lot of people use blue dye alone and combine that with taking some of the lymph nodes around. And the other issue that wasn't asked here, of course, is Memorial Sloan Kettering, they call a central node a blue node, a hot node, or a palpable node. And I think that is really quite important because you do get some patients who have involved nodes where the node is blocked by tumour and it won't take up either blue or technetium. So yeah, I think the blue dye alone is not an unreasonable option.
What do you generally do? Both?
I do both. What always surprised me is that most people have the technetium injected before operation and the blue dye at the time of operation. But actually, if you look at CINTI scans, you can see the radioactivity up in that first node within 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So do you need to inject the radioactivity before? The only reason you need to inject it if you're going to use regular CINTI scans. Otherwise, you can inject it at the same time as the blue dye, and that's what I do, and it works very effectively. So I think it's reasonable, if you haven't got technetium, to use blue dye. What surprised me a little bit is where people inject it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. We saw a lot of heterogeneity there.
Yeah, the science behind where to inject it is still not exactly clear. But the studies I've seen show that if you inject in the subareal region, so you inject technetium in the subareal region and blue dye around the tumor, they show up in the same sentinel nodes. I'm not convinced there's a logic anymore to injecting it in two places. And I'm also fairly convinced from a surgical point of view that injecting it peritumorally is very messy when you're doing the surgery. You want to be able to see what's going on. You want to see the bleeding. And so when I first started, I injected it peritumorally. I've converted now to subareal, and I see that in there, the clinical investigators, 50% of them injected in that subareal region. And I think once you've tried it, it's easy, it's straightforward. More people do it, particularly when you've got this issue of a lot of cancers are impalpable. How do you inject it? That means your radiologist has to inject it around the tumor. Much easier to inject in the subareal region. I think the evidence is that it works quite well. Yes, there are the people who say, well, the deep aspect of the breast and the parenchyma drains differently to the subareal region. I don't know if I'm convinced about those studies, and certainly we've done a fairly large study on subareal injection, and we've shown highly effective. It misses very few sentinel nodes and very low false negative rate in our hands. The one thing I was interested a lot about, 29% of the clinical investigators use methylene blue. There is a small but significant issue with hypersensitivity to isosulfan blue, and undoubtedly when those patients get it, it is a major issue. I've used methylene blue, and I've seen the studies on methylene blue. It's not quite as clear when you see it, but from a safety perspective, methylene blue does have something to recommend it. And I think if I saw more studies with methylene blue and people were able to show that it was as good as the isosulfan blue, from a safety perspective, I think it makes sense.
You said that you see reactions to isosulfan or methylene blue?
You see, again, the literature is a little bit confused about that. Some of the papers I've seen suggest that both of them have an issue of hypersensitivity. But other papers report that the hypersensitivity rate is much lower with methylene blue. I've used methylene blue and I've never seen a hypersensitivity reaction. We use patent blue V, which is light lymphosurin, in the UK, and you do get probably just less than 1% of patients who hyper, and when they get it, they get big blue wheals, and the anaesthetist notice that they can become wheezy and drop their blood pressure, and it is a concerning issue for the anaesthetist, and they need steroids, and some of them can be quite unwell with it. And so I'd like to see a little bit more work on that area so that we can be sure we're using the best dye for the patient.